Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, July 12th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The show explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself. I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model. Then I was a rock and roll singer on the MCA label. I was a corporate consultant with Anderson Consulting, Accenture Today, adjunct professor. And today I'm a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. Lee Iacocca said, "So what do? Anything. Something, so long as we don't just sit there. If we screw it up, start over. Try something else. If we wait until we're satisfied with all the uncertainties, it just may be too late." Today's show is brought to you by Budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to Budgetpreneur.com. They provide resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. And by the way, today's show was pre-recorded. Also, if you're listening online and call in to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198. We have another fantastic show for you today. Our topic is Do-Over, Financial Freedom and Lifestyle Entrepreneurship. Our guest this month is Matt Sarioff. Let me tell you a little bit about him. Matt is an entrepreneur, author, success coach, and the host of Do Over, a weekly podcast based on inspiring comeback stories that teach people how to start over with ease, speed, and lasting success. Also the creator of the Epic Real Estate Investing Podcast, Matt focuses on financial education, the importance of multiple streams of income, and teaching people how to create wealth through conventional and creative real estate investing. Having spent 15 years developing a successful career in the music industry, Matt lost it all when the digital download killed the CD distributor. And at the age of 34, he found himself flat broke and bagging groceries. Without a plan B, he was forced to learn something new. So through consistent action and self-education, he's been able to rise again using real estate as his reinvention vehicle. Matt is best known for his seamless blending of personal development and actionable steps to achieving financial independence through real estate. He's the founder of Epic Pro Academy, as well as the acclaimed author of Do Over at www.yourdoover.com. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you, Yvonne. Thanks for having me.
Well, first I'd like to know, what was it like transitioning from the Marines to the music industry?
Before I went into the Marine Corps, I had a little bit of music experience. So it wasn't a total transition. It kind of ran together simultaneously. But what did happen was right at the end of Operation Desert Storm, after the whole country was euphoric over winning the war, I had got offered a recording contract. But I still had another year and a half or so on my obligation to the Marine Corps. And the funny story was I told my commanding officer that I had this opportunity, and he was like, "Well, I'm not going to stand in your way." And he passed it up to his boss, and he wasn't going to stand in my way, and he passed it up to the base general, they let me out early on honorable discharge, and I don't know if that's ever happened.
Oh, that's crazy.
Before. I mean, they made Elvis Presley go to war, but they let me out. So I thought that was kind of a fun story. But
that's great.
That was how that transition went. Well, on didn't really amount to much, and as far as from the artist side, but I did start my own record label after that experience, and that's where the real success came from, was when I had my own company.
Oh, that's wonderful. So how long did you have your own record label?
Let's see, I had probably almost 10 years, but I had major label distribution for the last 4, and then that's when I really experienced my greatest success, because I had worldwide distribution and got my music effortlessly into all the record shops.
That's fantastic. You know, and I know how difficult it is, because I used to be a singer myself in a rock and roll band, and I was on the MCA label, and that was hard. So what you just described having accomplished is amazing. So what made your career in the music industry go sideways after all that wonderful accomplishment?
Yeah, it really kind of made the whole industry go sideways was the advancement of the digital download. Just the way that people consume music changed completely. And I had an underground hip-hop label. And, you know, that audience, and I guess really just the underground audience in general, whether it was underground hip-hop or underground dance, underground rock and roll, whatever it may be, that underground kind of independent thinking type audience, they really embraced the digital download before general population even knew what it was. I mean, this is the Napster days, before iTunes was even in existence. And so our audience, by the nature of them changing how they consume the music, they just stopped buying CDs. And that's where all of my income came from, was selling compact discs. And then when they stopped buying CDs, the major chains stopped ordering. And not too much longer after that, all the major chains disappeared as well. So that's what caused everything to go sideways.
Industry change, as always, makes all the difference in the world. Why was real estate your path to a successful do-over? And I'm really interested in this.
Well, I mean, in between music and real estate, I bagged groceries for 6 months and didn't really know what I was going to do. I didn't have a plan B, as you mentioned in my bio. But I knew I really missed my lifestyle. I really missed the money. And I knew I had to learn something new, because I knew entertainment was no longer an option for me. So my rationale was, if I have to learn something new, I want to learn what's going to give me the best chance of recreating the type of income I did through music. And so, you know, a lot of investigating, researching, talking to people, and someone whispered in my ear one day that real estate has created more millionaires and billionaires than any other industry or any other investment vehicle. So I was like, wow. If it's done it for more people, it must be the easiest way to do it. Most people would have been doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, well, that's what I'm going to go learn. So that's what I set out and made my appointment to learn how to invest in real estate.
That's fantastic. And how's it going?
It's going well. It's going really well. I've got over 200 rental properties now in my portfolio. I've completed over 500 real estate transactions probably in the last 4 or 5 years. I've got 4 full-time employees, and I've got teams on the ground in 6 different markets. And, you know, when I'm not building my own portfolio, we help busy professionals build theirs. So we have a lot of doctors and lawyers and small business owners that want real estate in their portfolio. They just don't have time or the desire to go out and do it themselves. So we go ahead and we take on the heavy lifting, and we do that for them too.
That's wonderful. You know, one of my sons is very interested in real estate because he says exactly the same thing that you said. It's made more millionaires than over these years than anything else. And he's totally caught up in it. So I'll let him know. Yeah, it's possible and doable. And maybe I can connect the two of you guys.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure.
Why is traditional financial advice harming people's path towards financial freedom? Because right now, you know, that's what everybody wants, is financial freedom.
Yeah, that could be a long, drawn-out conversation. But to simplify it, I would say traditional advice is built on a flawed concept that doesn't work anymore. It's failing 95% of our country, and it's only 4% or barely. point down the road where it can create a residual income where you can enjoy a comfortable retirement. That's what it's been for so long. It worked for a while, but it hasn't worked for the last, I don't know, 30, 40 years, it seems like. And if you look at the statistics, that's just about accurate.
Yeah.
And so saving money in the interest of getting that pile big enough to create a residual income doesn't work. The math just doesn't pan out. And the retirement vehicles that we're doing, like a Roth or a 401k, just based on how they're taxed, how the restrictions you have on what you can invest in, the restriction on how much you can put into those vehicles, the math just doesn't add up. Most people have to work 40, 50 years, and hopefully nothing goes wrong in between those 40 and 50 years. It has to work out perfectly for that whole plan to work out. And, you know, we know life happens to people every single day, and it's not working. So that's why, you know, we have so much problem with our 65-year-olds today when they hit retirement. And so what I teach that's a little bit different, rather than focusing on building a pile of money to with the end result to create a residual income, first focus on creating the residual income, and then let the residual income create your pile of money. And when you just kind of do the numbers and you put those side by side, you know, I created that residual income that exceeded my monthly expenses. I did that in 4.5 years, 3.5, just right around 4 years. So I became financially independent. I wasn't rich, I wasn't wealthy, but I was financially independent in 4 years, what 95% of our population can't do in 40 years. So that's a big part of what I teach, is focus on creating the streams of money and let your streams create your piles of money rather than focusing on getting up and going to work and making sacrifices to make that pile of money to eventually make the stream of money, which eventually, for most people, doesn't pan out anyway.
So you've got my attention in what you're saying. What are these streams, multiple streams of income?
Sure. Well, if you look at the wealthiest 1% of our population, and that's typically having a net worth of $5 million or more, and if you take away all the people that won their money, all the people that inherited their money, the people that have made it themselves in their lifetime, which is actually the majority of people, which most people don't realize, most people do make their own money, they've done it in one of two ways. They've done it through, or 74% of that 1% have done it in one of two ways, through business ownership or real estate. And they focus on creating a business. And where the big distinction is there, it's a lot of people think they might have a business, but if they were to leave their business for 6 months, you know, if they came back, they wouldn't have a business anymore. So that's really just a high-paying job. So to focus on, when you're building a business or you're focusing on investing in real estate, you really want to focus on creating a recurring income, a residual income inside of that business or inside of that real estate. And that's how the wealthiest people in our world are doing it, is they've created that residual income.
Well, you know, one of the things I find fascinating about what you've said is that you went from the very high to bagging groceries to within 4 years turning your life around and making this happen. So how do you teach people to do that? I'm interested. I'd like to learn how to do that.
Okay, well, to become financially independent, you just need to have more money coming in each month than what you have going out. And you have that money coming in, whether you go to work for it or not. That's how it was explained to me. And I said, okay, I'll figure that out. So you can do that in a couple of ways. You can do it by increasing your passive income, or you can do it by decreasing your expenses, or you can really accelerate it and do both at the same time. So when I got out of the music industry and I had to file bankruptcy, and I did end up getting a divorce, found myself on my own, and I just pushed my expenses down to as small as I could possibly make them, and then focused on investing in or picking up some rental properties. And I got those rental properties to produce an income each month that exceeded what my monthly bills were. And then once I hit that point, then I let my lifestyle rise as my passive income, my residual income began to increase, rather than trying to have my residual income chase my lifestyle. And that's how I was able to do it in 4 years.
Okay, so I guess those are some of the techniques that you're sharing on your EpicRealEstateInvesting.com website. Is that available for free to people? Do they have to pay? How does that work?
Right. So if you go to EpicRealEstateInvesting.com, my podcast on iTunes, and that is 100% free. And on that podcast, I give away the two strategies, which I believe are the easiest and fastest strategies to a paycheck in real estate. I give that course away for free. And if you like those first two, then you can do business and become a member of my academy, and you can get the other 10 that go with it. But I gave away the two easiest and fastest ones.
Okay. Do they have a special title or something so I can look for that? Because I did go to your iTunes podcast, and it was a lot.
Yeah, no, we've been doing it in 4 years. There's a lot of episodes there.
Yes.
If you want to just cut to the chase, you can go to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com.
Okay.
Very, very simple. No funny spellings, no spaces, no hyphens. Just freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. And then you can access the free course right there, and then you'll be in communication with me and also have in communication and in touch with the course.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Is it something that you can do at your own pace, or is it something that you have to show up every Tuesday or something like that?
No, right now there's 10 videos, and you can learn at your own pace. They take you right through step one, or I guess A to Z, and it's whole and complete. No additional purchases necessary, so everything is there. And, yeah, it's self-paced learning.
I think that's fantastic what you're doing because, as it says here in your bio, you help people pick themselves back up after a major letdown and do a do-over, and that's happening a lot in America today. So,
mm-hmm.
So this information, yeah.
You know, Yvonne, when I was bagging groceries, and I did that for about 6 months, and I was feeling pretty down, it was a pretty big pity party that I was having with myself. You know, I found no shortage of people to, give me a nice pat on the back or some words of encouragement, a lot of shoulders available to cry on. You know, and so there's a lot of empathy out there, but at the end of the day, no one out there is going to do it for you. You know, and I think I was just kind of leaving that bag of groceries for 6-7 months. I was just waiting for a helping hand. I was just waiting for somebody to, do something for me. And that's kind of why I just came to the realization after 6 months or so that no one is going to. So I've got to do this myself. If I want to recreate my life, I've got to do it myself. And so what I've done is, since I was able to do that, I just kind of did what I could for people out there. Like, once they hit that point, if you're ready to do it and you're going to do it yourself, I'm going to help you as much as I possibly can. And so that's why I put that course out there. It's how I got started. So if you want to do what I do, then I'll show you exactly how I did it. And maybe it works for you, maybe it doesn't, but at least it's there for you to try.
That's absolutely wonderful. I'm grateful for what you've shared so far because I know many, many people that would benefit from it. But don't you need a special mindset to be able to do this kind of stuff?
Well, you certainly need to be able to follow instructions. If you can do that, you're probably pretty good. You're halfway there at least. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy.
Okay.
But what really kept me going, I guess the right mindset is when you start looking at the alternative. What if you don't, whether it's real estate or whatever, it could be anything that you're aspiring to do. It's what really kept me going was what happens if I don't take control of my life? What happens if I don't go out and do this myself? What will I be left with? What will my life look like in 3 months? What will it look like in 6 months? What will it look like in 5 years if I don't go do something about it? And the thought of the alternative, the fear of the alternative, that was all the mindset I needed to keep going. And, when you start thinking of things like that and you look at people around you that, you might have known for a while that, have their little job or they jump from job to job or, they make excuses and they complain and, what happens if you join that crowd? Where are you going to be in 5 years? So I would think about that all the time. And that was the mindset that I really, that helped me push through and reach my success.
I completely understand because then it made you create a vision and then that vision kind of pulled you towards what you prefer as the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have it. And
I do. I'm not done yet, but life is much, much better than it was, just a few years ago.
And I commend you for helping people to learn what you did to turn your life around and to get their own do-overs. And I'm just curious if you have any closing comments for our listeners.
Yeah, I mean, if someone finds themselves in a position where they've had a certain amount of success and now they found themselves at the bottom, how to start over again, whether you wanted to do what I did or not, is to first decide what it is that you do want to do. Go out and find someone that has done it. And whether you do this virtually or you're able to interact with that person face-to-face, just start, kind of copying what they did and mimic it. You don't have to copy them all the way through, but, if you do what other people did in the way that they did it, you're probably likely to get a very similar result. And, you can draw on other people and other people's success as inspiration for yours. And at least you get the engine going, and at least you get it started. And one mentor, I'll leave you with this, one mentor gave me a great piece of advice or a great quote. He just said, Matt, you don't need to know it all to go get what you want. You just need to know enough to get to the next step. So just travel as far as you can see. And when you get there, you'll see further. And I've just followed that philosophy all the way up to where I am today. Just travel as far as you can see. When you get there, you'll see further. Dr. Martin Luther King had a very similar saying. He said, you don't need to see the whole staircase to take that first step.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's a great analogy for life, especially when you find yourself in a position of, a little bit of worry, depression, you're scared, you're fearful of what's coming next. Just take the first step. When you get to that first step, then you'll see the second step and just keep on going.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the very educational and inspirational and informative interview, Matt. And thanks to everybody for listening. I appreciate all you shared.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me and allowing me to share.
And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I leave you with this thought for the day. It's humbling to start fresh. It takes a lot of courage, but it can be reinvigorating. You just have to put your ego on a shelf and tell it to be quiet. That's by Jennifer Richie Payette. Remember to always join us on the second Saturday each month. And in the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to provide us with some feedback. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, yvonnefbrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.